Attention, those of you looking to go on a fun vacation and see the world on the cheap. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth even more in other countries, so there's never been a better time to travel outside the USA. The dollar is worth over $1.30 in Canadian dollars, and it's the same for Australia. You can fly there today and have fun and maximize your travel dollar. Your U.S. dollar is worth over $3 in Brazilian reals, and it's worth over $18 in Mexican pesos. Plus, in Argentina, it's worth over $27 in Argentine pesos. Just think of the bargains you'll get. And the way you get the cheapest airfare to any destination is by calling Tickets That Cheap. Save up to 75% on your foreign vacation tickets. Don't wait. Call now. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. That's 800-586-8571.
Hey Dave, this is Carl from Mantee, Mississippi. Just wanting to tell you congratulations on 25 years of Into Tomorrow.
Wow. Well, thank you, Carl in Mantee, Mississippi. Is that a dog?
It seems like the livestock's very excited.
Excited as well. We appreciate that. And if you want to send us a congratulatory little note as well, we'll use on the air. We'd love to hear it. Use the app or our 800 number. And if at the same time you don't mind telling us what you liked or disliked about tech in the last 25 years, we'd love to hear that too, because that's a lot of fun as we've kicked off our 25th year on the air.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by IFA 2020 in Berlin. Consumer electronic product introductions and provocative discussions about what the future holds. Visit ifa-berlin.com. And by Sharing OS, global micro-mobility solutions for e-scooters, e-bikes, and electric cars. Visit sharingos.com. We mentioned bringing you some extra interviews we had from CES that we didn't have time for in the last couple of weeks. Let's head back to Vegas and see what we got.
Lots of cool things we're seeing on the show floor here at CES, our 25th year, bringing you further into tomorrow. How would you like the world at your fingertips? And there have been some projection systems that you can do touchscreen on flat surfaces. This one is cool and actually works. Joining us from a company called Hachi is Hannah Wilkinson. Hannah, welcome into tomorrow. Tell me about the Hachi Infinite.
So it has a built-in Android operating system allowing you to use any app like a touchscreen. And it turns any flat surface into a touchscreen. So tables, counters, desk, you can use it on the wall. It projects up to 120 inches as well on the wall with an ultra short throw DLP. So you can turn into a home cinema as well. It can replace your TV, can replace your computer. It works like a tablet on any flat surface.
So even this large wall area can be a touch surface as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny too, because like my grandson always trying to swipe and open and pinch, you know, the TV screen. Say, no, it doesn't work that way. It's a TV.
Tablets. Yeah,
exactly. But he would be able to do that with this.
Absolutely. There's actually an accessory allowing you to use the full touchscreen functionalities on the wall with that large screen projection.
Oh, very nice. And if you're listening on the radio, have no fear, but you've got to visit intotomorrow.com and check out the video of Hachi Infinite. And as Hannah shows us, oh, now she's going to play the piano on the table here.
You can see that it has the 10 points of touch, so you can play two-player games, you can type, you can use Microsoft Word, you can use Excel, you can use anything that you could use with a computer, but with a 23-inch interactive touchscreen.
Boy, I can imagine doing a spreadsheet on a big wall. It probably would make life easier.
Absolutely. And for presentations, it's great for home use, but consider it at work. You can use the touchscreen and then flip it up to 120 inch on the wall. I mean, that's a pretty impressive capability.
Yeah, imagine that presentation. You'll likely win that contract. So in addition to games and all the other goodies, it's got built-in AI technologies. Tell me about that.
So there's a number of interesting functionalities on this new second generation model, including AI education, which has a number of learning games for children. So you can learn to spell using this projector with interesting letters that you can actually add that are physical objects, similar to the letters that you would play with on a refrigerator, but it's actually picking it up with AI, with deep learning algorithms. It also can recognize food. So in the kitchen, you can place any food product in front of it and it'll tell you the nutritional information and give you recipe ideas.
No, just by putting a piece of fruit, for example, in front of it, it's going to tell me you have an orange and here's the nutrition info.
Exactly right, Dave. And as well, there's fitness applications and it has skeletal recognition, meaning that it can completely focus on the user with any kind of workout and track exactly what you're doing against what the instructor is telling you to do. So it gives you instruction with fitness as well as in the kitchen and with learning. And that's just a few of the amazing AI applications, with more being developed by Hachi that will work on this projector.
Is the Hachi Infinite available currently?
It's available for pre-order following CES, and it'll start shipping in March. And it'll be available on HachiSmart.com as well as Amazon.com, shipping worldwide.
Terrific. And of course, the obvious question, how much is it going to cost?
So $999, just under $1,000. And it also won the CES Innovation Award this year, 2020, which you can see on CES.com.
Very cool. I mean, I can see a lot of applications for this. And it's really endless, as you've talked about. But the ability to turn any flat surface just makes it fun as well. Gameplay, I mean, it's unlimited, huh?
Absolutely. We've seen people playing Candy Crush, playing the piano, checking Instagram. Really, there's so many things you can do with it. And I don't know if I mentioned that it's portable. So you see it plugged in here. It has a 3 hour or even longer, depending on the application, battery that's rechargeable. It only weighs under 3 pounds. You can bring this with you to work, to school, to a friend's house for a movie night. It's truly endless.
Well, you're going to get your money's worth, that's for sure, because while it's just under $1,000, you can do so much more with it. It's really fascinating. And movie night as well, just project your flick on the wall.
Exactly.
if you've got a wall that big.
Exactly. And it also, it can be smaller than that as well. So it's up to 120 inches, but depending on how close you put it to the wall, it's ultra short throw. So from half an arm's length away, it doesn't need to be across the room like an old school projector. And it can be smaller than the 120 inches as well. So any space you're in, it works.
Love it. Hachi Smart is H-A-C-H-I, Smart. .com. We'll link you there too when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Hannah, thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us. Very busy booth, and now we know why. It's pretty cool.
Thanks so much, Dave. Great chatting with you.
It's our pleasure. You know, everyone, everywhere can be a lifesaver. And our next guest is showing us how that can be very possible to save someone's life. He is with a company that is called Rapid Response Revival. And his name is Simon Shields. Simon, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
I'm really well, Dave. Thanks. Thanks for inviting me.
It's a pleasure. Tell me first a little bit about the company, Rapid Response Revival.
Okay, we're a startup medical device company, and our founder, Don Casey's wife, had a cardiac arrest about 5 years ago. He needed to get then an AED to have around the house so that he was prepared if that was to happen again. And he really couldn't find one that he wanted. They're just too expensive, too bulky, complicated to use, and he set about with a colleague of his trying to work out how to make one that anyone anywhere could use.
So really you're replacing those listening on the radio, just come see the website intotomorrow.com, you'll see the video, but you're replacing these kinds of big bulky devices that you might find at airports and some businesses and that sort of thing with something much smaller, a little more than the size of a cell phone, I'm guessing.
That's right, and also much easier to use.
So show us the cell AED and how does it work?
Okay, so this is a mock-up of the device. We're not allowed to have them out publicly yet because we're still going through certification. But to activate it, you snap it. There's no on or off button. Snapping it starts the process.
So almost like snapping a flare that you might be doing a, you know, a nighttime light-up stick or something like that.
That's exactly right, yeah. So you snap it and then you peel. So you're peeling off the paper that's backing the pads. And so these pads have a strong gel on them, and you then go and place the pads on the chest and on the side of the patient. The pads are connected by a cable, and that is the entirety of the device. All the electronics, all the batteries, the capacitors, all the requirements to detect the heartbeat or lack thereof, they're in the device, and it then takes over. It will audibly respond and tell the user whether a shock is advised. It will then shock the patient, and at the same time it delivers the GPS coordinates to emergency services.
Wow, I mean, it's all literally self-contained. I understand, though, it is a one-time use device, but if you can save my life one time, it's obviously paid for itself.
Well, the key is that it being available to be used when it's needed. At the moment, only between 3 and 10% of people in developed countries survive a cardiac arrest. But if there's a defibrillator around, it's more like 75 to 80% survival rate. Now, for every minute that a person does not have defibrillation and CPR, there's a 10% less chance of survival. So after 10 minutes, you're pretty well gone. Now, the typical ambulance takes longer than 10 minutes to get to a person. So that's why most people outside of a business situation or a common area like an airport don't make it.
Oh, for sure. Minutes, those first very few minutes count unbelievably. How soon will this be available?
Well, in the United States, probably about 3 years' time. We haven't gone to FDA approval yet. We're first working through the compliance for Europe, which is called CE mark.
And is there a price determined that it will likely be?
We're targeting $150 US.
Wow, okay. And how would one carry this? Just throw it in a backpack, have it in a purse, put it in your glove box of the car, or what? It's very small compared to these other defibrillators.
That's right. Well, we have a case for it, which is not much bigger than the device. And that's the case that can be used in the home or the office. For people that want to carry it in a backpack or in a more extreme environment, we have an extreme environment case.
Got it. RapidResponseRevival.com. It's a long URL, but we're going to get you there when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Simon, keep up the good work. Very important. Saving lives. And if you guys can do that and get this out sooner than later, make sure to stay in touch and we'll let our audience know about it.
Thanks, Dave. Great to speak with you.
It's our pleasure again. RapidResponseRevival.com. intotomorrow.com for more. We'll continue with more of our 25th year here in Las Vegas at CES. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you Into Tomorrow on the Advanced Media Network.